you ever heard about an insect house? Uli Gruning constructed and built it. He studies industrial design in Halle, Germany. He comes from a small village. Uli grew up very close to nature and as a kid was fascinated by the world of flora and fauna. Therefore, he decided to study something that would motivate him to create projects making people aware of how to take care about the environment. Watching documentaries about plants made him realize that a lot of insects were killed while applying pesticide. That's why he came up with his project named Urban Insects, launched some months ago. The idea behind it is to create home for insects and support their reproduction, since they play very important roles in the ecosystem, such as soil turning and aeration, dung burial, pest control, pollination, and wildlife nutrition. Uli attended an international workshop called Urban Horticulture in Ouvola, Finland, where he presented the Urban Insects project. Luckily, he won the first prize. Uli met there people from all over the world, also his present girlfriend Sophie.
I developed a nest that is made of plywood. And this nest is for the insects. You can put nest material in it. And different types of insects need different nest material. And this project is about this plywood stuff. It is a nest that is laser cutted from a plywood plate. It fits together without glue and screws. And in 30 minutes you can build it up like a puzzle game. And fill it with the nest material, and then you can hang it on the wall. And the insects will see it and fly to this and put eggs and so on in it.
I wondered, this is like the hotel in Dubai.
Yes.
I thought for the first.
And I was inspired by real buildings and real architecture, because I want to reach people that are interested in architecture and design, and they see this nest and think, wow, what a nice shape. And then at the second step, they see what intention is about, because the real intention is to help the insects. But I can also reach people who are not interested in insects at the first time. The problem today is that there are in some areas not enough insects anymore, because they died by by the poison of some stuff that the human beings, that the human race spread out. And yes, there are some reasons why we have not so much insects anymore. My desire is to get the people think about insects, help them, and think about nature.
And what is your next idea for next project?
It is a kind of ball game. The speciality of this ball game is that you have a ball. You throw it to the player who play this game, and the ball can glue in a certain color. In this case, I configured red, green and blue. And each player who plays this game has a little pet on the table in a certain color. And if the ball glues red, that means you have to play this ball to the player with a red pet. You put the ball on this pet, and the ball detects the color and wants to be fed with the next color.
Sophie lives in Rome, but was born in Finland. She decided to take part in the workshop because, on the one hand, she also studies industrial design, and on the other, she also wanted to know better Finland, the country where she was brought up until she was 3 years old. Sophie speaks English, Italian, Finnish and Japanese. Why Japanese? Because she is fascinated by the Japanese culture, whose influences one can find in Sophie's projects.
I'm very inspired by Japanese culture. I love it, but I realized that it was in each of my projects because I like Japanese design, that it's very minimal and clear and so connected with the nature. Italian design is very colorful and it wants to tell a lot of story together. And Japanese, it's not so loud like Italian, like, oh, look at me. And it's more like calm, and I love it, and it's nice that I like the Japanese tradition and the culture, the people, and the architecture. All my projects are very like minimal, there is not too much inside. And
one example of your project,
I had one that was very like it's more a meta project, not the project beside the project, that was really connected with the nature, and it was very clear. It was made by just one mechanical part in the center, and then it was connected with two sticks that had different size of circle connected to it. And then it was moving like a floating when I make it on charge, and it was like floating. Sophie is 23 years old and speaks Italian, English, Finnish and Japanese. Sophie told me in Japanese.
これはおいしいラジオです。
This is a nice radio.